Hello, and thank you for listening to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. I came across an article in the New York Times about a month ago, and it was called The Art of Condolence. And it offered some good advice on how to comfort someone who has just experienced a devastating loss. And unfortunately, at the time, I didn't realize how much this article would actually apply to me. Just 3 weeks ago today, actually, I lost a little girl in a stillbirth. And it was a really unexpected fluke occurrence. And my doctors assured me that nothing could have been done to predict it or prevent it. And it just happened. And I had to just give in to the situation like I've never done before. And it was very raw and painful and very real and very sad. But it still is, and I think it always will be. But ultimately, it has made me a better person. And I have the only reason I can really say that is because I have felt an incredible strength and a comfort from the Spirit, and it has lifted me and fortified my heart and my mind and that of my husband's as well. And the Spirit just, it comforted us when nothing else really would work. And the Spirit is the best comforter. However, we have also made covenants or promises to God that when we're baptized, that we would be a comfort, or we would try our best to be a comfort to those around us when something tragic like this happens. And in my recent experience, there are some things that really that worked better than others and that other people were able to do for us. And I wanted to share a few of my insights along with some of the insights from the New York Times article with you today. So a couple of tips when you're comforting someone else. The first is that admitting that you don't know what to say is completely fine. And that, I think, is powerful in and of itself. Even just saying to the person, "I'm sorry that this happened," that's enough. And sometimes people think that they need to share their testimony with you, or they start saying these sort of phrases that just about eternity that just sort of roll off the tongue easily. But oftentimes those words in the moment do more harm than good, even if they're true. And this, I think what people have to realize is that pain and heartache is a personal journey for the individual or the family going through it. And they're feeling things that you can't really imagine, even if you've been in that situation before, because everybody grieves differently. So I would say that if you don't know what to say, and if you feel shocked and saddened by the event, it's okay. It's okay to just say that. And sometimes you can just be blunt and real and just say, "This really stinks. I'm sorry, but this really stinks," because it does. And there's nothing that can undo it. And sometimes it's just nice to hear someone being real and honest with you. The second piece of advice that the article offered is that what is helpful is to share a positive memory of the deceased, to let the family know how wonderful that person was or how much they helped you or impacted your life. It helps the family just be comforted and kind of be reassured that their loved one really was an amazing force for good in the world. The third piece of advice that I would echo as well is, don't make this condolence about you. This isn't about you expressing how sad you are or how suffering or how you are suffering from hearing this sad news. It's about the people who are directly impacted by this event and who are going through it. And I initially, when this event happened, I was a little timid to share this news with other people, even in my own family, because I felt like if I shared it with them, it would make them sad. And then I would eventually need to be a comfort and support and strength for them. And I was struggling to do that just for myself and my husband. And we were struggling to do that for each other. And I did appreciate, however, people who said that they were so sorry and so sad about this. And then they just let me know that they were there for me if I ever needed them to do anything. And that helped a lot. And the fourth tip is that sometimes people feel the need to reach out in person and visit. And a lot of the time, a visit right in the aftermath of a tragic event, a visit just isn't appropriate. And almost immediately after this happened, we let our bishop know, and I had visiting teachers and other people from my ward wanting to stop by and to see us, people that I kind of barely knew and hadn't really, and some that I hadn't even met before and hadn't established a relationship with. And I just, it was sweet of them to do that, and I appreciated the thought, but I personally couldn't muster the strength to invite someone into my home and to talk with them at that time. So the best thing that they could have done, and the best thing that some of them did do to serve us, was to just drop me a note in the mail, or to send a text, or even to just drop a meal off at our door. Because social calls at times like these are really reserved for close friends and family. And then the next thing I would say is a handwritten note really goes a long way. More than just an email or a Facebook like or a message, the sincerity of a handwritten note really is never lost on the receiver. And then also food and flowers are always great and appreciated. You need to eat. And something that I realized is that having fresh flowers in our home during this whole experience really brought new life and vibrancy into our space. You know, the natural tendency is to want to shut the blinds and close the door and just have it sort of be dark and alone so you can just sort of think and be quiet. But seeing flowers on our table every day reminded me that there was a beautiful world outside of our doors, that there was life that I could hope for and that I could witness and experience and enjoy. So I really appreciated that. And then after about a month or so, I would say giving service or visiting someone really does help. Giving the family enough time to heal, but then just letting them know if they need any errands run or if they need a place for their relatives to stay for a funeral or if they need their house cleaned or their dog walked in the next few weeks. Just letting a family know that you're there for them and willing to do any odds and ends that they need, that really is very helpful and very comforting to know that people are there for you. But again, giving enough time for that initial shock and aftermath of the tragedy to kind of sink in, and then make yourself available after some time has passed. Needless to say, this has been a really difficult couple of weeks for me and my family and my husband. But having our home quiet, so the spirit could really be felt, and receiving so many thoughtful notes and flowers and food from family and friends has helped lift us up immensely. And we felt so many prayers and we felt so comforted. And I just credit it all to the spirit and also to the wonderful people that we have in our lives, our family and our friends. And I'd like to close our episode today with a quote from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1. And it says, "Comfort ye, comfort ye my people, saith your God." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.